Welcome to the LeanZone.com podcast, where we discuss construction contracts, liens, and bonds. And now, our host, Alex Barthet.
All right, so my name is Alex Barthet. I'm a board-certified construction attorney. Today, we're going to talk about securing your right to be paid. So if you're in construction, you have the right to get paid typically with what's called a construction lien. There are certain requirements depending on where you are in the process of the construction chain on how you, what notices you have to provide. So for most people, and the general rule is, you have to send a notice to owner within 45 days of your first work. You have to record your lien within 90 days of your last work on the job. And you have to file a lawsuit to foreclose on that lien within 1 year. If you miss any of these steps, and there's lots and lots of exclusions, by the way, to these rules and exceptions, but if you follow these rules, you should be able to secure your right to be paid with a lien. And what's a lien? A lien is an encumbrance on the property that you work on so that if you don't get paid and you provided materials or labor to this property, and you can sell the property and any equity would belong to you, up to the amount of money that you're owed. There are other ways in construction to secure your right to be paid. The other is what's called a payment bond. If you do work as a sub or below on a public job and some private jobs, that contractor may have to get what's called a payment bond. Because either the owner on a private job or because on public property you cannot put a lien, the law requires that they post security so that you get paid. The rules are pretty similar. If you have a contract, again, sub or below, you typically need to send what's called a notice to contractor within 45 days of your first work on the job. You need to send a notice of non-payment within 90 days of your last work on the job. And then you need to file suit on your payment bond claim within 1 year of your last work on the job. Which is, again, the rules are similar between liens and bonds, but they're not exactly the same.
This episode is brought to you by CPVCFiresprinklerReport.com. With recent lawsuits alleging that CPVC fire sprinkler pipe is defective, contractors, subcontractors, and suppliers now have a place to get accurate and up-to-date information. Visit CPVCFiresprinklerReport.com to learn the latest and protect your company.
So that's construction. That's how most people in construction can secure their right to be paid. But there are other ways, depending on the business that you're in or the materials and services that you provide. So don't just think, well, I don't have lien rights, so therefore I'm out of luck. You can, to the extent you provide goods, you can get a UCC-1, which secures the transaction. Let me give you an example. When you go to the bank and you get a credit line, one of the documents that the bank is going to fill out and record with the Secretary of State is a UCC-1, which is a document that says, that lists all of the things that their money is encumbering. So they may give you a credit line and they may say, and now we have the right, first right, to your accounts receivable, all your inventory, your trucks and machinery. So that's a pretty standard document that gets recorded and or filed by a lender. But there's no reason you can't do the same thing. So we represent actually the only foundry in the Southeast. So they make grates and manhole covers. They're out in Medley. It's one of the oldest companies actually in the country. And they sell their grates and manhole covers across the country, and they sell it on consignment. So there are these places where they will warehouse my client's materials, and then they'll be sold from there. So they had a question. How do we secure our inventory that's sitting in someone else's warehouse on consignment? And the answer is you record a UCC-1. So they are now recording UCC-1s in all the states, because every state has this process. So now if something were to happen and they need to go in and they need to get their stuff back, they have the right to do it. The bank can't come in on that consignee and take back their, take my client's grates and manhole covers out of the inventory to pay the debt. So think about whether or not in the business that you run, you can get a UCC-1 to better protect your right to be paid. Personal guarantees are another great way to secure your right to payment. People don't like giving personal guarantees. And the reason they don't like giving it is because they want to know that if things go poorly, they can just close the business and they are no longer obligated to pay the bill. But if you are extending credit, one of the ways you can increase the likelihood of getting paid and secure the debt is to get a personal guarantee. It has to be written properly. But if you can get a personal guarantee, you are able to exert leverage to get paid. Keep in mind that in Florida, Florida is what's called a debtor state. It's generally debtor friendly. So the assets of, let's assume that you get a personal guarantee from the wife, but the husband didn't sign the personal guarantee. You can get a judgment and collect against the assets of the wife, but not of the husband. And that also includes the property that is jointly owned by the two of them. So if they own a piece of property by what's called tenants by the entirety, which is how many people hold joint property, you don't necessarily have a right to get it, even though the wife may have signed your personal guarantee. So it's good to get a personal guarantee. It's great to get a personal guarantee from the husband and the wife. So keep that in mind.
Thanks for listening to the LeanZone.com podcast. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or in your favorite podcast app. For articles, videos, and forms on this and other construction topics, head over to theleanzone.com.